Blog Talk Radio.
Some drink.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Jack, got my pineapple. All right, we're back. Got my pineapple and my Sprite. Get my little mixed concoction on. 414, I see you. I'll bring it in 1 second, fam. Go ahead and get my little mixed concoction on. There you go. Pineapple and Sprite. All right, guys. Get y'all back in. Let me go ahead and bring in the next call. Y'all want to call in? The lines are open. Waiting for Flash to get his ass back in. All right, Eric, code 414. What's your question, big dog? What's up?
What's going on, big dog? What's going on, big dog? This is tough.
What's up, man?
This time. I called in before. I called in with my girl, Damar, or Drummer. Do you remember that?
No, not really. No, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, I called in with her. You know what I'm saying? She was one of the only females that called in. It was one of the shows that you actually called your wife. And so we chopped it. I don't know if you remember. It was probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But, you know, we talked about.
Yeah, no, but what's your question?
Well, I ain't no question. I just made a statement. I want to know your input. So she listens to your show and everything, and you had her do, like, the pledge and whatnot. And she listens to it, and she, at first, said she understood it and whatnot. Then it came to the point where it was like she tried to control me. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling me to be home at a certain time and, you know, want to do things her way. And I'm not the type of cat that ever did anything her way. So I told her, you know, it's to the point right now where I like having multiple women in my life. And she knows that.
Okay.
And she said she couldn't deal with it. And so we broke it off. So, you know, I just want to know your input, you know, because I follow you and a lot of things that you say, you know, I agree with. You see what I'm saying? Because I believe you got some great knowledge on what you're speaking on. But, you know,
I congratulate you. I think that's wonderful. See,
you know
it goes back to sacrifice, man. Look, a woman can do 99 things right, but sometimes that one thing they do wrong could be the difference between your happiness and your peace of mind. So if in your heart, you wanted to see other women, and that's what you truly wanted, and she didn't want what you wanted, then you have to make the sacrifice. That's what it's about, making that sacrifice, man.
I feel you. No, it makes total sense.
That makes total sense, man.
And she was cool. Like, I see she was rocking with you. She was listening to everything. And I kind of felt like she was rocking with it because she knew I listened to it.
I'm
trying to get what I'm saying. And then she would like your stuff, and she's like, yeah, like that dude, he speaks on some of your stuff. And would follow you on Lucario, and listen to the advice and everything. But then was like, she kind of goes to like, she liked it, but then it confused me. It's like you're telling me like you listen to it all the time, but then it's kind of showing you how I think of what I'm about. But then you flip the script. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, Flash, mute yourself, Flash. You're on, but you mute yourself, Flash. We listen to you. Flash, mute yourself real quick. Thank you. Yeah, but no. Listen. My job is for you guys to be happy. At the end of the day, I want you, your happiness comes before any woman, period. That's what we want for you guys. But you've got to want it. We can want it for you, but at the end of the day, you have to want it enough where you're going to either, listen, your happiness means that, you know what, if I got to lose my girl that's a great woman to keep me happy, I'm going to let her go. Cut her the fuck out of my life. So you didn't do anything wrong. You just gotta stand by it, man. Either she's going to adjust and compromise to you, or you'll get someone to fill the position.
I see, and that's how I was thinking, man, you know what I'm saying? But she a good girl, she a good woman. She's very needy. That was one thing I left out. Very needy. Very. You know what I'm saying? And I compromise a lot, and I did certain things that I know he went different to other women.
Yeah, but that's fine, though. And again, you will do that for other women, but I'm just saying that, what does that have to do with anything, though? See, you know what you're doing.
Right.
You're doing exactly what 248 doing. Y'all trying to smooth this over and be like, well, she was this and she did that and she did this. No, the bottom line is that she didn't do what you wanted her to do, and you had to cut her ass off. Like Greg was saying earlier, y'all always try to fluff this shit up to make yourselves look good or feel good, but when you get to the nuts and bolts of this shit, they just didn't do what you wanted them to do. You got to let them go.
You know what? You're right. And that's how I've always been and what I thought. You know what I mean? Because she would say things like, Thomas, you're not trying to make compromises for me. And I told her, I'll listen to your input. You give me input, and then I choose what to do with that input. I choose the input or not.
Yes.
But I can't. Like, I've never been that way. I've never followed nobody. So when she met me, I was attracted to her because I'm a bouncer. And she saw that I was strong, told her I had multiple women at first, and then she was cool with it, but then she got attached. And some of that stuff is my fault, like giving her too much time. But then I always told her, I always stood on what I wanted. You see what I'm saying? Not going to lie, I faded off from talking to a lot of chicks because I saw that something she didn't really like, and she was proving herself to me to be worthy. But it goes back to I kind of like having at least 2 to 3 chicks in my circle. You see what I'm saying? But I cared about her, loved her, but it's like I like to have 2 to 3 chicks in my circle. And she didn't like that. So I let her go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. Hey, look. At the end of the day, that's your choice to make. If you find her to be worthy enough to cut the 2 or 3 chicks off, then do it. But if not, stand by your principle, and I'm sorry. You know, I wish it would have worked, but they always come back.
And that's the funny thing. I'm not going to lie to you, big dog. Literally every chick that I'm dealing with has been the same exact thing, and they always come back.
Yeah, they always come back. Yeah, they always come back. But that's what we're saying. Again, we're going to bring my other dog in here, but I'm just saying at the end of the day. I just want to say at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about, sacrifice. In order to be the man that we want you to be, you've got to realize at the end of the day, you are willing to sacrifice just about anything for your happiness, man. Murph, what you got on that, fam?
Yeah, you got to, like you said, you got to sacrifice what it takes for you to ultimately be a man, and with that man comes your happiness. Like, you can't let other problems affect you. Like, and I know you've talked about this plenty of times because, you know, and you know me, I'm the same way, where sometimes that means you got to turn your back on your family. If your family's creating negative energy that's dragging you down, if your family's creating all the drama in your life that's stopping you from enjoying your life and succeeding, you gotta. I'm not saying you turn your back completely on them, but you gotta take them as a grain of salt, because you can't let them ruin your life or hinder your progress in your own. You can't. You just can't let that happen. You know, I understand if it's something that's a complete emergency or something, but I'm talking about that creative drama that's just unnecessary and stuff. You gotta let that go.
Makes 100%. You're right. But I just want to chop it up with you guys. Yeah. Get your input.
I just want to say, look, sometimes it's going to be hard, man. No one said it's going to be easy. Sometimes you got to make those Captain Kirk decisions. You know, you're like, damn, this girl is fucking perfect. She's this, she's that, but she just ain't in line with a few things, and those few things just are going to make shit worse for me. So as much as I cut for, care for, or you may love her or whatever the fuck it is, got to realize, man, look, this is for the best. Because if I stay in this shit like it is, I'm going to keep losing me in this. She's going to chip away at me. So that means, hey, bye. You got to let them go.
And one quick thing. Let's say you in my position. I'll tell you, but I'm 24, and I'm a bouncer. I work a lot, and I do my thing. No kids. But in this situation, let's say, like you just said, she's cool and everything. She rocks with the show. She's like a pretty good girl. What would you do, like, if you was in my shoes? Exactly the same situation.
Look, it's the same thing, man. What y'all got, like Greg told y'all earlier. Listen, like, okay, I don't know if you heard 248 who called in. He was like, I met a girl. She took me around the world. She spent money on me. She was sweet. She was all these things. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention she pulled a knife on me. And then a few weeks later, she tried to stab me. But again, she took me around the world, and she bought me things, and she did this for me, and she did. That's what the fuck I'm telling y'all. Y'all, look, y'all don't need to come on here trying to prop yourselves up to us. That's not what this is about. Because after we peel everything back, it makes your shit even look worse when you try to tell me all the shit that she did for you. But then the disrespect, look, let me tell you something. Look, there are a lot of women, 414, and I'm sure Jay and all the fellas, there are a lot of women that we would cut for. A lot of women. Hell, some women we even cared for, okay? All right?
What?
That we're great women. We're great. Great in so many ways. But it was that one thing, that one cancerous virus that if you let it out, it will contaminate everything. The sacrifice, it's saying, look, man, it's gonna hurt my heart to do this. I don't want to do this. This is the last thing I want to do. But if you cannot modify your behavior and you want to stick to what you're doing, then I gotta let you go. Because the person that loves me more than anything is looking out for number one, me. And if my king is telling me that, look, she is not good for the kingdom, she's gotta go. But your sire, look, your sire, she's taking me around the world and she's doing this. Nah, bitch, she's gotta go. That's it.
All right, dude. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go because I know another few guys on the call there. So
all right, no doubt. All right, thank you, man. Thank you, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you want to come in. My dog, Jay Murph, is here. Greg came in. Now Flash came in. And Murph coming in to clean this shit up. Now, guys, wait, where's Thomas at? Did Thomas call in? Thomas, the lines are open. Is Thomas going to call in? Call in 515-605-9373. Press 1 if you have a question. We would love to have you in. Area code 714. How you doing, sir? What's your question? You're on with Murph and myself. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Murph? what's up, the team? This is Boss Talk, man.
Hey, what's good with you, fam? What's up with you? Yes, sir.
I've been dating this girl for like 5 months, and last month she told me she wanted to be my girlfriend. So I told her, I don't do a relationship, but if she want to be my girlfriend, number one rules is no male friends, right? And then yesterday, she needed my help to fix something on her Facebook, whatever. So she gave me her phone. When I fix her shit on Facebook, when I go to the search bracket, I see the name of her ex. So, and then I look it up again. I realized last month and this whole month, she would look it up a heck on Facebook. So I told her, look, why are you giving your phone to fake? And I just noticed you'll be looking up your ex for the past 2 months. So if you want to be my girlfriend, the girl want to be with me, it's not going to take her ex on Facebook. So from now on, I put you back on number 2 on my roster, and we're not dating anymore. And I left. So my question to you, the Dean, is why would a girl who buy you trips, who do all those things, buy you trips, pay you clothes, shoes, and everything?
I don't know if you heard this before, and I'll tell you why. And I'm going to use Jay Murph as an example, okay? Let me give you an example, okay? Yeah. All right. And I'm going to use I'm not going to use the water and the cups today. I'm going to stop for using the cups and water. I'm going to go from 1 to 10. I'm going to use from 1 to 10, okay? All right?
Okay.
Now, in her mind, pleasure, the ultimate pleasure in her mind, I would say, is a 5, okay? The ultimate pleasure for her is a 5, okay?
Okay.
She met Jay Murph, which is that ex-boyfriend, okay? She met Jay Murph, right?
Yes.
Jay Murph not only took her past 5, he took her past 10, he took her past 100.
Okay.
Where remember, she's addicted to Jay Murph, meaning that just because an alcoholic stops drinking liquor doesn't mean it ain't thinking about liquor. Or just because a druggie stops taking drugs, it's not thinking about it. So what's happening is then she met you, okay? Now,
I'm listening.
Okay, now let me explain the rule of the game. There was something that he has been doing that you're not. Now, again, we would have to go break that down to find out what it is. But there was something that happened that Murph did, that makes her go, okay, listen. Y'all don't, like I say, we're going to teach you more about addictions and habits with the sex toolkit. But what happened was, what Jay did, and this is what we'll be talking about in the sex toolkit, is that Jay, you know a woman has 2 pussies, right? We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to learn about the 3rd one, which I don't talk about. But I'm going to bring that shit up in the toolkit. Jay hit that one. You probably hit 2.
Hold on, the guy only hit.
Yes. Yes.
Look, the guy, her ex, is not like me. I'm a man myself. So the 5 play, the fucking 101, fucking 101 doggy, master the bedroom. I did all that. That's why she buy me trips and all that stuff.
No, that's good. No, hear me out. I'm not saying, listen. I'm not saying that's not, she's doing what she's supposed to do. But what I'm saying is this, is that before you, that person did something to become an addiction. See, the thing is, you said she keeps looking him up, right? For months now,
yes.
Right?
They're friend on Facebook. They don't even talk. Facebook, and they don't talk. But she'll be looking him up on Facebook.
Of course, listen, of course she looks him up. But here's your, okay, this is, let me tell you why he is winning a little bit and you're losing.
Okay, this is what I want to know.
Here we go. I, Murph, Flash, Greg, Dion, Rosebud, all the fellas, right? We would never ask a bitch for a fucking face. Not calling your girl a bitch. We'd never ask a bitch for a Facebook. I don't look.
I didn't ask her.
Huh?
She gave me a, she had an issue with her Facebook. She wanted me to fix it because I'm good with computers. That's my, that's what I do.
Okay, all right.
So she
okay, but here's, here's, fixing it is one thing. Being a Snoopy is another. She
okay.
gave it, she gave you her stuff to fix. That was your job to fix it. It wasn't your job
yeah.
to go on there and see her doing what she's doing. Now.
No, I wasn't doing it. When I was fixing, I have to go to that page to fix it. And I saw it.
Okay.
I have to go to that page to fix
okay.
it.
But here is the weakness that you have, and this is the part of the sacrifice.
Okay.
If she's doing something that you can, do you consider that disrespectful?
I mean, if I'm a man, I said, if I'm a girl, and I give her my rules, and she looking up for an ex on Facebook when I don't know, I feel like it's disrespectful.
Okay. And what do we do with disrespectful people?
I told her, hey, you the one say you want to be my girlfriend. I don't want to be your boyfriend. You say you want to be my girlfriend. If a girl want to be
sir?
My girlfriend, she's not going to be looking up for an ex on Facebook. So I told her, I'm not going to fix your shit. Take your phone, and we're done.
Too much talk? Okay, let me tell you. Okay. Again, I'm going to use Jay Murph because he's here. Let me use him as an example. Jay Murph goes
okay.
and fixes
okay.
her shit, right? Finds out she's
yeah.
doing some shit she ain't
yeah.
supposed to be doing. Jay Murph's going to
mm-hmm.
be like, okay, I fixed
mm-hmm.
your stuff. We're done. Goodbye. Why? Because you know what you've been doing. Bye. That's it. But you, on the other hand, you did all that, but you're like, talk, you're like, you're like talking her like into I don't know what. You're just not firing her ass. You're like, well, you know, you did this
I
and I didn't do this. No, you okay, look. Jay Murph would fire her within.
She'd be taking me all day. She'd be taking me all day.
I know, but okay, wait. We'll get to that in a second. Jay Murph would have fired her within three sentences. Here's your phone, it's fixed, we're done. You know what you did, all right? Four sentences, right? You, unfortunately, you did like 10 before you did it.
Okay.
You're not – remember – okay, remember sacrifice. You got to know how to – that means, look, I'm not – I don't have to explain myself because I already explained myself in the beginning. Now she's
okay.
now she's crawling
okay.
back, right? Now she's crawling
got
back.
Yeah.
Now you got to say, what are you coming back for? And what's going to be different than it was before? What? Why are you coming back? Because if you're coming back to the same shit, it ain't working. What are you coming back for? Tell me
okay.
why. What are you going to do to change things?
Because she
Jay,
bought,
what you got?
She bought,
no, wait. Hold on. Jay, what you got on that?
Now I'm listening.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, what the dean's trying to tell you is you have some tolerance. And you're not living that no tolerance lifestyle. Like he's basically saying that even if you did those things, you had to talk about it and things like that. Like you're like, hey, what's all this about and everything like that. Versus just saying, hey, nah, this don't work. And you know because this don't work, you know this whole thing is done. Like because remember you set those standards and you broke those standards, right? And he's basically
okay.
trying to say. You gotta live to that 100%. It can't be one of those things where you're pretending to be one thing, and when the scenario comes up that you're supposed to react a certain way, but then you don't react that way. Like at the end of the day, he's saying that hurts you. So if you're saying like, hey, these are my standards, this is what I'm all about, you break them, and they're like, so why were you doing this and that? Like it shouldn't even be about that. It should be a look. I already told you, I don't have time for this. This ain't what I'm about. You already know the deal. We've already gone over this. And you need to let her know that she's easily exposed. That's the aspect that y'all need to grasp, is that women should be easily exposable. Easily exposable.
Okay.
Right? That's what the dean is trying to make you understand. That she,
okay.
every woman in your life is easily exposable. Not let we have to have a talk about it. Not... hey, you know, what's this? You know, no, like, look, I already told you, these are my standards. I don't got a problem
yes.
if you want to do that, but you ain't doing that around me. Bottom line. You know, I think the Dean speech is saying you got to stick to your gun a little bit more versus even worrying about talking back. And you're right. She is going to call you back because you are still doing those things. But like the Dean said, what are you going to do different this time? What are you going to say? Are you going to just accept it back because she wants to come back? Or are you going to sit there and say, look, I already told you. I ain't about this. If you want to do all that, that's fine. But you can do that over there. You ain't doing that over here.
Okay.
Like, if you're not going to have that talk with her, then there's no point of even responding to her calls or nothing. Unless you're willing to have that talk with her. That's what he's basically trying to say, is that you just need to be a little bit more firm in your code. You know, once you become a little bit more firm in your code, it's all going to fall into place. But, if, you know, like Dean said, if you want her to come back, you got to make sure she is 100% aware that these are the ground rules, period, dot, no other, you know, nothing. It's this or else.
Okay, I get it. So, what's the why behind it? Why she was looking for Ed? Because he did something that I did. I'm not doing it.
She's got to give you the reason. Okay, look. Here's the thing. I'm not mad at you. I just need to know why. Why did you? And again, this is be honest with her. Let me know why you kept looking up your ex boyfriend. Don't get mad at what she said. Just ask her why. You're laughing, but you're asking the answer, but you're laughing.
I'm going to tell you something.
What you going to tell me? What's up?
Okay, when I do master the bedroom, the fireplace, all that stuff on her, she wanted to take me to the orgy. She said, oh, I need to take you to the orgy. You need to go to the playhouse, something like that. And then she told me she used to do that with her ex. And then I told her, we're going to see that because I'm busy. I don't have time to travel and go to those playhouses and stuff. So I told her, we're going to do that probably by next year. But right now, I don't have time for it. But she told me she used to do that with her ex. Maybe that's the why she'd be looking up.
Well, I'm asking, are you mad because she's doing that? I mean,
I'm not mad. I just want to know the why, but since you told me the why, I get it now.
Yeah, you just got, again, look, like I say, this is, and we're not trying to be the bad guys here. I want the best for you. I just want you to realize that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, man, you got to make sure you got your shit together, man.
All right.
You have to. Because remember,
because she bought me a trip for last week. She bought me a trip for Los Angeles next week. I'm about to cancel that.
She did what?
She bought me a trip to go to Los Angeles with her next month, next week. And I'm about to cancel that.
Well, if you want, remember, it's your call. But why are you canceling it?
I mean, you just said, even though all those girls all the good stuff, if she don't follow the rules, we cut them off.
Okay, remember, hey, yo, you're king, okay? You're king, okay? So what I'm saying to you is this, is that as king, you get to just choose and decide how you want to live and run this thing, okay? What I'm saying to you, sire, is that if you want her to take you where you want to go, that's fine. That's your call. That's the beautiful thing about running shit. You can decide what you. If you feel that if this is her making it up to you, let her do it. Let her make it up to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Dog.
I got it. That makes sense. Makes sense.
All right, man. Yes, all right. Good, man.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Thanks, I'm out.
All right, man. We'll holler back, man. Peace.
All right.
516-059-373 is the number if you want to holler at your boys. I got my dog Murph here. Motherfucking Jay Murph ass here. Guys, y'all want to holler at us, press 1. But yeah, we were talking about sacrifice, Murph. So that was the thing we were discussing, this shit, to let these guys know about sacrificing and stuff like that. You know, so if y'all want to call in, press one. We'll be happy to talk to you. Let me see here. Let me see if there's any questions here. I see guys on. A50, did you have a question or are you just listening, sir? A50, you just listening or you have a question? Oh, my God. Okay. 267, did you have a question or are you just listening, sir?
Just listening, sir.
All right, no doubt. Put you back in. 571, did you have a question or are you just listening? Listening. Jesus Christ. Fuck. All right, so, hey, I don't know. Is Thomas still in this motherfucker? I think Thomas had a question. Who is Thomas? Thomas, did Thomas call in? Did Thomas call in already? 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if y'all want to. All right, guys. Yeah, y'all have the number if y'all have a question. Oh, wait, 850. What's up, sir? You're on with Murph and myself. What you got, man? What's up?
Nah, not much, Coach. My bad. I didn't hear y'all last time.
Now, I was saying, did you have a question?
Yeah. It was a quick question, man. Honestly, Coach, what the last dude called in, man, it really sounds like, from what I'm hearing, is he wanted more closure on the situation. I guess he wanted to know more about it, and I guess maybe it's still something that is still bugging him about it. I actually went through a similar situation, but the thing is, for him, man, it's like, at the end of the day, it's not really his problem, it's her problem.
Yeah, that's true, young man, it is. That's a true statement. Very true.
Yeah. I mean, because, just to give you a quick, you know, backstory, I actually had something similar happen where it was Jake I knew for a while. I made it clear, like you always tell us, that, hey, I'm not with the friendship. And basically told her, hey, if you ever change your mind, you know, hit me up.
Right.
And then long story short, she started playing games, and I was just like, well, you know, I don't want to deal with this no more. You know, and she was upset about it because I wasn't willing to be friends or anything like that, even though I had known her for a while. And I told her, I said, look, I had a bad experience with that. I don't like doing it. I'm not going to do it with you. And I just left it at that. Yeah, she didn't like it, but, I mean, that was it. Now, to be honest with you, was part of me still wondering why she would play games, especially when I told her to do it? Yes. But at the end of the day, that's her problem, not my problem.
No,
that's
true.
That's exactly right, caller. So one of the things that is wrong with humans in general is that we don't like having unknowns, right? We like to know everything that's going on, right? But mm-hmm. sometimes we have to swallow our own egos and pride. And if this is the rules we're going to live by, like you said, it, at the end of the day, it just can't matter. It's like, whatever. And you you can reflect on this story. How long ago did this happen to you?
Oh, man, this happened to me about, I'd say, a few weeks ago.
So the only time you think about it now is when you hear a story that's similar. You're like, oh, yeah, that happened to me once. But you don't go off every day thinking about it, do you?
Oh, no. And honestly, Jay Murphy, I give big shout-outs to you and Coach because, you know, I would say my situation is probably a little bit different, a little more serious than his because I actually knew this chick for years.
Yeah.
And what actually spurred me to do this was I actually listened to Coach. He was talking about, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched Avengers yet, but he was talking about how, you know, Thanos, he had to sacrifice something in order to get those Infinity Stones. And for me, the question I asked myself was, okay, if I compromise on my rule, which is, you know, no attractive female friends, and then I end up befriending this chick, and then I end up, you know, going through the shit I used to go through, that's not going to make me happy. I know that's not something I'm willing to do. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going down this road. And I just told her, I said, look, I'm not with it. And did it suck? Because because this was someone I knew for a while. Yeah, it did. I'm not going to lie. At the time, I definitely was kind of pointed about it, but at the same time, I was like, nope, this is something I know is better for me, and I moved on. It is what it is.
And how old are you, sir? I'm just curious.
27.
Well, don't be surprised if one day, is she dating somebody or married or anything like that now or anything like that? Do you know? Or you don't know?
Say that again. My bad, Merv. What'd you say?
I was wondering, is she married or anything like that now, or you don't, like, you literally don't know anything about her?
Oh, no. She was, basically, she had got out of a relationship about a couple years ago. And and then, you know, at the time, while she was talking to the dude, I went ahead and just put my chips on the table. I said, hey, look, are you dating anybody? And she was like, yeah. I said, okay. I left her alone. And then after that, once she broke up with him, we talked. I let it let you know that I was trying to get at her. And again, long story short, she wanted to, the thing when you say, well, let's be friends first. And I was like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
See, and don't be surprised if somewhere down the line you get a mysterious call from this girl again because of how you left that situation. I'm not saying it's guaranteed to happen, but I am saying that it does happen. Where because you left this in the right realm where you explained to her what you want and you left it on the table, like, that's going to pop up in her mind sometimes. And she's like, you know, I actually respected that dude straightforward. So I'm just saying, I'm not guaranteeing you. I don't want you to put this in a wishing well and throw quarters into it and wish every day that's going to happen. But I'm just saying, like, there's been a lot of situations with me where, like, girls that I threw my hand in, and they just tried to play it off like, oh, no, let's do this and that. And then later on, out of nowhere, out of the blue, here they go again, trying to get involved in my life again. You see what I'm saying? So, you did it the right way.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's funny, Jay Murphy, is actually the way she got back in touch with me, that's actually what happened. Like, she just out of the blue, she hit me up, and, you know, and then we just set something up. We met up, she had, I think I had told coaches before, but she was, she had the whole thing of, well, we're not going to do much, blah, blah, blah. And, conversation classes, kissing 101, and that kind of went out the window on the first date. So, and then she even admitted while we were there, like, she was like, she was impressed. I actually was able to get her that comfortable that fast because her ex was never able to move that fast, so. So, yeah, I definitely think you're onto something there, for real.
Okay.
I mean, that's why we do what we do. That's why right there is why we do what we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I don't want to hold y'all up, man. I just want to chime in because, like I said, that story, it definitely rung bells. And I just, to the caller, hey, man, just keep your head up, man. Like I said, it's not a problem unless it's your problem. We don't have problems, so.
Nah, that's real talk, brother. That's real talk. All right, well, thank you, 850. We'll throw you back in. Now, again, we'll see if anybody else got anything, or we'll be shutting this down, man. I open this up for you motherfuckers. If y'all got any questions, hit me up. If not, we're going to shut this down, guys. Don't forget, top of the month, we'll be starting the sex toolkit. That'll be open to you guys if y'all want to go ahead and get that. Also, guys, if y'all want to join me on Twitch, I'll be streaming. Y'all got the link, where I just chop it up, play video games. It's on the link of the Man Mindset. Join that, follow that, and we go live. We will chop it up then. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to do something tonight. More likely, I'm going to play that H1Z1. That shit is tight as fuck, Jay. I was fucking with that shit. That shit is better than PUBG, I think, dog. I'm crazy. And that's just for the PlayStation. It's the same guy that made it.
What
though,
about?
But.
There's that other game that came out too called State of Decay.
Yeah, but that
I
doesn't
think
have
that's
a,
on Xbox.
Do they have a battle royale mode?
I don't know if they have a battle royale, but they have some type of mode that's supposed to be online. I don't know much about it, but I know that there's a lot of hype about that State of Decay, the game that just came out on Xbox.
Hey, anything that has a battle royal mode, I gotta check that shit out. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know if it has battle royale. So I guess that means you're gonna be on that Call of Duty 4 then, huh?
Oh, you already know that, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mess with that bullshit, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, skate. Okay, it's good. Yeah. No. I'm just saying. I mean, that's kind of interesting to me. Playing that with 100 going against 100 people and stuff. That'd be.
Oh, okay. It's getting close for me to start my stuff too, man. Summer's right around the corner, so.
Yeah, no doubt. So, guys, we will give it a few more minutes, and not, we're gonna shut this thing down. Anybody got any questions? Call in. Press 1. If not, we will be shutting this down. Last thing I want to waste is Jay Murph's time and mine. So, y'all got any questions, press 1. We'll chop it up to you real quick. But if not, we'll be shutting this thing down for the night. Don't forget, I'll be, as soon as this is over with, I'll be uploading the new show. The new YouTube video clip for you guys. So. But other than that, let's see here. I think everyone's good. So we go ahead and wrap this shit up. All right, man. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. All right, man. So, guys, y'all have a very, very good night. We'll see you on Tuesday again. I'll probably be online tonight on Twitch. So check it out. I'll be playing H1Z1. I'm probably going to watch. Matter of fact, I'm gonna watch the Rocket game, finish watching the second half of that shit. And then I'm going to jump online, so I'll be online within another hour, 2 hours, no less than 2 hours.
They're still getting their asses kicked.
What's up, man?
They're still getting their asses kicked.
Shit, I don't know. I think it's like a 7-point game. I don't know. I don't know what it was, so I'll figure out. Check it out. But real quick, before we go, 248, you got something to say? What's up? Question or anything, Big Dog, before we go?
Then I'm going to jump online.
248.
Oh shit, my fault, bro. I ain't gonna get you talking to a nigga.
Yeah, what's, yeah, you didn't have no, you didn't have a question or anything, right? You good?
Yeah, I got it in on the board and brother. I apologize.
All right, no doubt. No, you guys, you think. All right, yeah, we're gonna wrap it up. Yeah, the Rockets up by 8, so I'm gonna watch this motherfucking shit. So all right, 248, we'll throw you back in. Y'all guys, you have a good night. We'll see you next Tuesday again, same time and everything. You have a good night. Y'all got any questions, y'all can go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me an email, any questions, and we'll definitely go from there. Murph, you got anything to say before we roll, sir?
Just for listeners, you know, keep their head up. Keep on the grind. And remember that this is a lifelong process. You know, it's, like I say all the time, the dean is still growing. I'm still growing. It's a lifelong process. That's why it's called the man mindset. Like, you're changing your whole mindset about life. So, you know, we all have our down moments. We all get beat up. We've all gotten bodied. We just pick ourselves off and get better. That's it. So don't worry. You're doing what everybody's doing.
No doubt. All right, man. Well, we out this motherfucker. Y'all have a good night. And we will see y'all on Tuesday. All right, guys. We out. Peace out, man. Have a good one, man. Murph, I'll give you a hit in a second, Big Dog. All right, brother.